If you are put on YouTube executing foreigners or executing soldiers in your country or executing people that have parents that can revenge, and you are doing it in front of the world, you will never leave your commander. You become the slave forever because you have no place to flee to. We have to really think how we can give them the hope that they can return and we can help them to reclaim their lives and to return to their community.
Looking forward for next year, when you talk about the responsibility the global community has to help these children and to see them as victims, do you see your office trying to reinforce that message?
We never, ever stop reminding member states of that. And we are working for the next conference in Paris in February that will be dedicated to the Paris Principle that make it very clear, central, children associated with armed groups or armed forces must be treated primarily as victims. This is, of course, a soft law, but it's already endorsed by 105 countries. The founding principle of the juvenile justice is not punitive for children. That's for children that are in conflict with the law. That's why we don't say criminal, we say in conflict with the law. And we talk about reinsertion, and we talk about integration of children in their community. That's because we would like to preserve the next generation.
What's your office's resolution for 2017?
We would like really to focus the campaign next year on the non-state actors, because today, if we see all the area where we have conflict, children are recruited majority by non-state actors. Out of the 59 parties listed, 51 are non-state actors. The recruitment is in the heart of the suffering and the children that blow up themselves because they were recruited. The children that execute individual, they were recruited. The children that are killed, they are recruited. Of course, other children that were not recruited are killed, are maimed, are abused. There is no doubt about it. But if we already outlaw the recruitment, if we prevent all these thousands of children that end up in the hands of these war criminals, that will be already an achievement.